Welcome to another Innovation Forum podcast with me, Ian Welsh. I'm at Innovation Forum's Sustainable Landscapes Conference in London. I'm with Jeff Mackey from BASF. Welcome to the podcast, Jeff.
Thanks very much.
You're going to be talking to our audience here about precision agriculture techniques and how they are of relevance for sustainable landscapes and for different types of farmers. So why don't we kick off by you giving us a little bit of insight as to what we mean by precision agriculture exactly.
Precision agriculture as a topic is something that we've seen as long as man has tilled the soil, because the reality of the conversation is to try and put in just as much effort as you need to get out as much as you can. The conversation has moved on, particularly in the last generation, and we've seen precision agriculture referring largely to the application of technology. But actually, it's not just technology, it's the application of processes, techniques, breeding, the use of digital as we moved forward, and even getting to the stage of talking about the increased use of GPS, artificial intelligence, or even drones and robots.
And what are some specific examples of the sort of techniques that you're developing?
Well, I think at the moment what we've actually seen in the last iteration of agriculture is we're much more aware of producing what we want in a way that is sustainable. Now, of course, the challenge is, what does sustainability mean? Because if you ask three people, you're very likely to get four answers. For many of us, producing things sustainably means that we leave something behind us that is not damaged in any way and may even be in better shape for us having been there. And when we're talking about agriculture, we're normally talking about the production of feed, fiber, food or fuel. That is something our society needs, given its burgeoning rise of population that we're all aware of. Going forward and looking at what we've done historically, it's all about using the right resources and targeting them in a way that they're not wasted.
Okay, can you give us a specific example, though? Give us an example of something where it's an application of technology that's really making a positive impact for farming communities.
For the use of agricultural sprays, for example, for the use of pesticides, fungicides, it's all about using those products and using that technology in a way that means that they are doing a job that is both economic and sustainable. Because if you're going to lose a third of the crop because it is infested with a weed or a parasite, then you want to ensure that you don't lose that out. And the strict and pointedly targeted application of technology can be one of the answers for that.
How are, for example, drone technologies being used to help target pesticides in that example that you gave?
I think drone technologies is a very interesting and developing area. Depending on who you talk to, and I would never give the opinion of colleagues in other businesses, you could use drone technology in the sense of very large agricultural machinery, remotely controlled and driven. Or you can go to very small remote technologies that will wander around the crop and specifically deal with a spot-by-spot basis. Both those extremes are currently being evaluated and looked at and are in their early stages of commercial reality. It's a very, very interesting area.
That leads on to my next question. How do you develop technologies to help different types of farmers? I mean, we've been talking a lot already here at the conference about smallholder farmers and how they can be helped to have more sustainable communities. So let's take smallholders. What sort of techniques and technology are you developing to help smallholder farmers?
I think with smallholder farmers, part of the challenge when we use definitions like smallholder is what they're producing, how they're producing it, and for what market. So, for example, if you take a smallholder farmer who's producing a relatively niche but high-value product under contract to go into a particular process or a particular developed and manufacturing product, it could be about allowing them to produce something exactly right for that market to a very high specification. The important thing when we're talking about smallholder farmers, particularly in the less developed parts of our globe, is to ensure they have a sustainable production scheme and they're also being able to live sustainability for all of us to take part in. And what's important is it's not about robbing the soil. It's about ensuring we get what we need as a society and leaving things in the right way.
Do you find that smallholder farmers are embracing the sort of technology and techniques that you offer?
From my side of things, my role effectively is across Europe rather than across some of the developing world. And application of technology could have small scale or large scale effects. Something as simple as setting up a mobile phone network using warnings to say that the weather is changing or there could be a parasite infestation can do huge amounts to protect smallholders' livelihoods and markets. And that's something we've done in a number of places. And we're not the only company to have got involved in technology and applications like this.
Okay, let's turn to more developed world then, thinking around Europe, North America. What are the main techniques that you're developing to really help farming communities drive towards more sustainability?
Again, and I'm sorry to repeat myself regarding what sustainability is, part of it is ensuring that you have the right amount of resource targeted in the right way. We've seen the more efficient production within agriculture and food production, but also part of this is about ensuring no waste, ensuring that what is produced is used and not thrown away. We all know the stories in our developed world of both food products and others being wasted, and there's a whole challenge within how things are packaged, how things are marketed, and how things are transported. Never mind how we use some of those products in our own homes, because very few of us have not enough.
What are the changes you're seeing in the demand from farmers for these sort of techniques? Let's think about the European perspective.
One of the things from a European perspective is the application of some of these techniques. For example, plant breeding techniques and the use of genetic modification is something that Europe has decided that it doesn't want. We as a business moved our plant breeding capability out of Europe as part of that because Europe didn't want us to produce those products for its market. Now, you can take a view on whether that is good or bad, but I would certainly argue that we need to look at the benefits of having technology and bringing innovation in. And somewhere when we have innovations coming to any market, we need to consider the upsides as well as the risks. We can all talk about all sorts of technology that we use every day that actually under the current rules, if we brought to the market, we would never be allowed to sell. Everything is complicated as aspirin or GPS.
The event today and tomorrow is about sustainable landscapes. How much is the landscapes approach now being taken by BASF and similar companies when they're developing their techniques, particularly around precision agriculture?
For us, we have always looked at the scientific approach to most things, and therefore we have a whole range of data points that we would use to talk about what sustainability is. Even when you apply science, there's still the question of what things look like, because also people will look at something and say, isn't that lovely? Isn't that wonderful? A field of flowers, for example. But from a biodiversity perspective, a field of flowers may not allow biodiversity to flourish. And part of the question for us is to apply scientific techniques and share those openly and have this dialogue openly. What we have to do is discuss these topics openly, clearly, and scientifically so everyone can take part.
Let's throw things forward a bit. What do you think the next generation of techniques look like?
If I was a dreamer and I didn't represent an incredibly scientific business, perhaps I could talk about the use of drone technology, applying products, planting, harvesting, without the use of human feet. Perhaps we set technology loose and actually control it from a different view. Perhaps we look at things that can support and allow biodiversity to flourish. Perhaps we can bring back some of the habitats that we've started to lose through deforestation. We can look at the value in the value chain and ensure that where decisions are being made by consumers on everything from palm oil to how products are produced to ensure we have birds in the trees, that could be the future that we can both aspire to and achieve.
Great. Well, it's good to be ambitious. Jeff Mackey from BASF, thank you very much for your time, and also thank you for your support of the conference.
Thank you.